It's time now for a check of sports here on KJN. Good morning, I'm Chris Parks for KJN Sports. It's being brought to you here this morning by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. The game you heard here on KJN last night saw Lance Berkman's second double of the game, bringing in home Albert Pujols with a go-ahead run in the eighth inning. And the St. Louis Cardinals held on to beat the Florida Marlins 3-2 last night. Pujols doubled off Florida starter Anibal Sanchez to lead off the inning, and Berkman drove Sanchez's final pitch of the game into center field to put St. Louis on top. Matt Holliday hit his 18th home run for St. Louis. Mitchell Boggs threw a scoreless seventh for the win, and Lance Lynn struck out Mike Stanton with the bases loaded to end the game and seal his first major league save. Stanton had three hits, including a triple, and stole a base for the Marlins. In other Major League Baseball scores last night in the American League, it was Toronto over Baltimore 5-4. The Yankees squeaked by Boston 3-2. It was Tampa Bay over Oakland 8-4. Texas 8-7 over Cleveland in 11 innings of play. White Sox topped Minnesota 5-3. It was Detroit and Kansas City going to extra innings. 10 innings of play, Detroit defeats the Royals by a score of 4-3. And the Angels squeaked by the Seattle Mariners 1-0, also in 10 innings of play. In the National League, the Cubs beat Cincinnati 4-3. It was San Diego beating up on Pittsburgh 15-5. Atlanta 4-1 over the Mets. And Milwaukee an 8-1 winner over Houston. Washington 5-3 over Colorado. The Dodgers 7-4 over Arizona. And Philadelphia 9-2 over San Francisco. In Pacific Coast League baseball action last night, it was Fresno 3-2 over the iCubs. And Sacramento topped the Omaha Storm Chasers by a score of 2-1. This evening's games see Sacramento at Omaha for a 6:35 first pitch, and Fresno is at Iowa over at Principal Park in Des Moines for a 7:05 start time. Those teams will play coming up here this Sunday as well, as Sacramento will be at Iowa and Fresno at Omaha as they swap games there on Sunday. The Chicago Bears canceled a practice in front of fans at Soldier Field because the turf was deemed unsafe for players to use. Fans paid $8 to attend the Chicago Bears Family Fest on Friday, but it was called off an hour before it was scheduled to start because seams had buckled on the edge of the 3-foot-wide sod pieces, which had been put down 3.5 weeks ago. Operations officials from the Bears and Chicago Park District decided it was too risky for players. Soldier Field General Manager Tim LaFever says the field had not been watered enough, but added it could be repaired in time for the Bears' first preseason game against Buffalo on August the 13th. 2 days after several Ohio State freshmen proudly displayed wristbands supporting disposed Buckeyes coach Jim Tressel, the university has taken away the wristbands and refunded the players' money. A school spokesman says officials wondered if wearing the wristbands, which said JT on them, were an NCAA violation. He says the Buckeyes decided to take a cautionary approach after the wristbands, which were sold by an Ohio State staffer, were mentioned prominently in several media reports. Tressel was forced out on May 30th for knowing players had broken NCAA rules but not reporting it. In other college football news, Syracuse receiver Marcus Sales has been suspended from the team indefinitely after he was arrested on a drug possession charge last week. The Orange will also start preseason practice without backup running back Prince Tyson Gully, who is recovering from being stabbed in his back and arms during a brawl at an on-campus party. Orange coach Doug Marone says Gully will need 7 to 10 days before he can fully participate. North Carolina Chancellor Holden Thorpe says he regrets breaking NCAA rules by discussing a scholarship offer from fired football coach Butch Davis to Davis's son. NCAA rules prohibit discussing recruits who haven't signed a letter of intent. Tiger Woods lost ground on day two of the Bridgestone Invitational. The former number one followed up Thursday's 2-under par 68 with a 1-over 71. That was 7 shots off the pace set by leaders Adam Scott, Ricky Fowler, Ryan Moore, and PGA Tour rookie Keegan Bradley. Fowler made the biggest leap with a 6-under 64. Moore carded a 66, and Scott matched par a day after firing a 62. Bradley signed for a 65. Woods was a little sloppy at times with his short game, a sign of rust from having not played a tournament in nearly 3 months, and fell back to the middle of the pack at Firestone with a 1-over 71 yesterday. Woods is making his first appearance in 3 months after dealing with injury issues to his left knee and ankle. Vaughn Taylor has a one-shot lead over Will McKenzie after the second round of the PGA Tour's Reno Tahoe Open. Hunter Haas, Steve Flesch, and Nick O'Hearn are also one shot back. Jay Haas aced the fourth hole and finished with 4 straight birdies en route to an 8-under-64 Friday to share the lead with John Houston after the first round of the 3M Championship on the Champions Tour. Gary Hallberg, Tom Lehman, Peter Senior, and Rod Spittle were one shot back at the TPC Twin Cities. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell and NFLPA head Demora Smith have signed the new collective bargaining agreement on a makeshift table on the steps of the Pro Football Hall of Fame in Canton, Ohio. Goodell signed the new 10-year CBA before handing off to Smith. The two shook hands, hugged, and gave each other playful shoulder slaps. The new deal, ratified by players on Thursday, is in place after a four-and-a-half-month lockout. Mike Patterson is back at the Eagles training camp facility 2 days after suffering a seizure at practice. The defensive tackle arrived at training camp yesterday after being released from a hospital. He spoke to Coach Andy Reid for a few minutes before the afternoon session. Patterson declined further comment. In other pro football news, Plaxico Burress missed his second straight practice with the New York Jets because of an ankle injury. The wide receiver was expected to practice for the first time Thursday once the labor agreement was ratified, but he rolled his left ankle while running routes with San Antonio Holmes on Wednesday. First-round draft pick Prince Amukamara has finally completed his first practice with the New York Giants, hours after signing a four-year, $8.18 million contract. The Steelers have signed linebacker Lamar Woodley to a six-year, $61.5 million contract that will keep him with the team through the 2016 season. It replaces the one-year, $10 million deal agreed to in February when Pittsburgh placed the franchise player tag on the fifth-year star. Jacksonville's Pro Bowl tight end has signed a five-year contract worth about $35 million with nearly $17 million in guaranteed money. The Jaguars placed the franchise tag on Mercedes Lewis after he posted career highs with 58 receptions for 700 yards and 10 touchdowns last season. Free agent tight end Kevin Boss has signed with the Oakland Raiders. The club announced the deal 3 days after losing Pro Bowler Zach Miller to Seattle in free agency. Former Chicago center Olin Krutz has agreed to a one-year contract with New Orleans. The 34-year-old Krutz is a six-time Pro Bowl player, entering his 14th NFL season. And in the NHL news, New York Rangers player Sean Avery is out on bail after he was arrested in California on allegations he shoved an officer at his Hollywood Hills home. The 31-year-old hockey player was booked on suspicion of battery on a police officer. He was released about 7 hours later after posting $20,000 bail. The Rangers have no comment other than to say that they'll discuss the matter with Avery. And Braz Keselowski has a broken left ankle but was cleared to compete in the Sprint Cup race at Pocono Raceway on Sunday. Keselowski saw an orthopedic surgeon Thursday who said the driver would be able to put weight on the foot as necessary and should not be inhibited in any way. He was injured following a head-on crash into a wall at Road Atlanta on Wednesday. Keselowski won't run in today's NASCAR Nationwide race in Iowa. Sam Hornish Jr. gets that ride in the number 22 Dodge. That's a look at the latest sports this hour here on KJN Sports, brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.